It is Mind Food Radio, and my absolute pleasure to welcome to the show Olivia Wilde, the Bobby Brown Training Manager. Hello, Olivia.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, look, I'm really good. What a fantastic brand to work with.
I know. Absolutely amazing.
Now, you helped contribute to a really interesting article in the July edition of Mind Food magazine about use-by dates on our makeup and also keeping healthy with regard to that. So we'll have a little chat about that later. But I've just got a question. I'm a little bit green. Do makeup trends change as often as fashion trends do, Olivia?
Yes, they do. And it can be overwhelming to keep up with them. So one of the things I really love about Bobby Brown is that she doesn't actually do trends. So I was with her last year in New York, and she said, just because it is a trend, it doesn't mean you need it. And that's so true.
Well, it's great too, from the point of view that it should theoretically save you some money too.
Oh, totally. And it's about being true to who you are and your lifestyle, and most importantly, using the products which are right for you.
Okay, so how important is it to change your look, your makeup look, with the seasons?
I think it's very important that you do things that make you feel really great, because how you look does affect your overall confidence and how you feel on the inside. Bobby actually believes that lipstick is the simplest of all makeup steps, and it's the perfect way for you to instantly update your look. So it's just finding the right lipstick that's right for you, really.
I'm one of these people that finds the right lipstick and then wears it every day for 10 years. And then they discontinue it, and then I've got no lipstick.
What you can do, actually, a good tip with that, is if you have that perfect lipstick colour and you're worried it's going to be discontinued, just take a photo of it, because then if you go into a store, you can just show them up.
What a great idea. That's something so simple.
I know. That's the great thing about technology. So, and you know, if it's the right colour and you rock it, then just stick with it.
True that.
Take a photo. Yeah.
So what are the main differences between winter and summer looks with regard to makeup?
Well, traditionally you'll find in winter a lot of women will wear stronger and more sultry looks. So like smoky eyes or bolder lips. And in summer, it's more about pops of colour and lightweight textures. But regardless of the season, it's always making sure that your skin looks really beautiful and really glowing.
Right, yeah, that doesn't matter whether it's winter or summer. So what are the on-trend looks and colours for this winter? Is there any standout colour?
Well, for colour, it is really looking at lip colour. So stained lips, thinking, you know, reds or berries. And then for eyes, it's quite clean with pressed sparkle, if you're like a sparkle kind of girl.
Ooh.
So, just really classic and beautiful look.
I like sparkles. Right, now let's have a chat about the article that you contributed to in the July edition of Mind Food magazine. How important is it to keep an eye on the expiry dates of your products?
It's really important, and you probably don't think about beauty products going bad, like, for example, milk, but things like mascara and even pressed powders have expiration dates. So if you use an old foundation, it won't make you sick, but it could cause breakouts or some irritation on your skin, or maybe it just won't work as well as it did when you first got it. So it's just important to be aware of when you bought the product, and then to notice any changes to the smell and to the texture of the product.
Yeah, the other thing that I thought was really interesting was they talk about washing your brushware quite regularly as well to make sure that that's all got the germy gems out of it.
Yes, and you can wash your brushes once or twice a week, like to give a good deep clean, but then even just spritz with a brush cleaner. And it's things like dust, you know, that you wouldn't even think about, that does affect your body. And about, you know, if you're putting eyeliner on, you really want to make sure that your brush is really clean for hygiene.
So true. We're speaking with Olivia Wilde, the Bobby Brown Training Manager. Got to get that right. Right, finally, what would you consider the absolute must-haves in your makeup kit?
Okay, so I would say a lot of skincare. So Bobby Brown face oil is definitely my must-have. So Bobbi actually calls this her everything oil. So she would use it alone by itself, or she would layer it with moisturizer. And she actually will refresh her makeup during the day, like every hour, just by patting it on the skin. It's absolutely incredible. What else? Bobbi Brown's soothing cleansing oil. So that's a really quick way to remove all of your makeup, so your foundation and even your eye makeup, and it also keeps your skin really hydrated. Bobbi Brown foundation stick. So have you tried that before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should. So Bobbi believes that every woman has got to have this in her bag. It's the most versatile and wearable foundation out there. And the great thing about the foundation sticks is that they're really great for all skin types.
Fantastic.
A beautiful mascara. Oh, I could go on all day. Sorry.
I
love it all.
You're in the right job. I think that's what we've ascertained, Olivia.
Yes.
You are in the right job. Well, look, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Making people look beautiful.
I will. Thank you so much.